Hello, everyone. I am back for another podcast. Today, I am going to discuss, did you say the B word? There is a B in credit. And what I mean about that is there is a time when clients may need to consider bankruptcy. I do have a guest speaker today. Her name is Michelle Brown Braxton, and she has been in the industry during credit counseling. She's been in the banking industry. She has done a lot. And what I wanted to do today, I'm going to talk about how I feel about offering a bankruptcy to a client, when I think it is important, and then I'm going to let her speak about it because I do think hearing another opinion, another strategy might be a good idea. Now, let me tell you why I say strategy. So when I am with a client and I'm talking about solutions to paying off debt, there is a time if there is no income, if a client does not have the means to pay the debt. Let's say a client does not even qualify for a debt management program. My question to that client is, now what? Usually a client might say, oh, I could borrow money. I'll go borrow money from a family member. I can go and get a second job. So one of the things that I will do is when I'm talking with that client, we will look at the finances, we look at the budget, and I will say, let's do that. I'll send them out and I'll say 45, 60 days, let's see what happens. I'd like to say just 30, but sometimes the pushback is, wait a minute, that's not enough time. Now, the reason why I'm going to agree with that is because I'm about to suggest to that client that they need to do a bankruptcy. Now, here's my issue with borrowing money from a family member. Let's be realistic. A lot of our family members are in a struggle themselves. So the idea that we could borrow thousands of dollars from a family member, there's a small percentage where that is possible, okay? So I don't do that, but I will allow a client to go out there and try that. I always suggest to a client to get additional income. See if there's a way to get additional income. Maybe take on a part-time job. You know how they talk about turn a side hustle into money, anything like that. But I'm going to let the client go out and attempt to do that first. And then when we come back, now here's the thing, Michelle, and then when they come back to me, if they have found a second, a part-time job, that's fine. We'll revisit it. Look at the numbers. See if there's money that we can put towards the debt. But let's say they haven't been able to do that. Again, we're talking about clients that do not qualify for debt management programs because they do not have enough money. They have so much debt, they are drowning in it. They have no ability to pay the debt. Now, when I get to that point, I am going to say the B word, and that word is bankruptcy. Now, let me ask you, Michelle, do you ever, in your experience, have you had a lot of pushback from clients when you mention bankruptcy? I usually get the crazy look. You know, clients will look at me like, why are you suggesting that? Clients get insulted when I say that, and I don't want that to be the case. Has that been your experience?
Absolutely, Tammy. You are 100% correct. Of course, like you mentioned, before even talking about bankruptcy, we do visit other options to see if there's something else that they can do, you know, whether it's restructuring their budget or going through a debt management program. But there are just certain situations that bankruptcy really is the best option for the client.
I agree.
And what I found out is that, like you said, you know, these clients are very apprehensive about the B word. Very, very apprehensive. And I think for some good reasons, just based on what people have heard about the process. Right. When I think of bankruptcy, of course, it's a legal process that provides relief, you know, for people who are struggling to repay their debts.
Yes.
I think what clients have to understand is that it's just not for individuals. It's a program for businesses as well.
You know,
unfortunately, you know, sometimes you know, we just get to that crossroad where there is nothing else that we can do, and we need the relief. And so what I'd like to see happen is that when people get to that point, that they understand that this is actually a window of opportunity, and it's almost like a reset button.
Okay.
And, you know, that there is credit establishment after bankruptcy. They can buy a house.
It is.
And buy a car. And, you know, they can definitely restore their credit and be in the 700-800 club.
Exactly. So, like that.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, what I'd like to see is that clients who actually qualify, that they do consider it as an option.
Yes, I agree. May I interject something for just a second?
Sure.
So one of the things, I like what you said about, you know, it is a reset button. As a HUD counselor, clients, people out there, let me tell you, you can, if you have to do a bankruptcy, 2.5 to 3 years later, you can come back and still qualify for a home.
Absolutely.
Yes. It is not a scarlet letter like it used to be, as if you walk around with a B, the letter B on your forehead, and everyone looks at you and goes, oh, they filed bankruptcy. But that's a lot of times, that's what my clients are thinking, young and old. I mean, I get, you know, that adverse reaction to people of all ages. Another thing I liked what you said, you called it the 7-800 club. Now, tell me, you mentioned they can rebuild their credit, go back and get a car loan. Explain, just go into a little bit more detail for us.
Absolutely. You know, when you start the program, one of the benefits is that it ceases the creditors from calling you, making those calls, trying to, you know, collect money. And, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on individuals when they get to the point where, for whatever the reason is, they just can't pay their bills, you know, be it a job loss, a horrific situation, family situation, maybe a divorce or whatever, you know, they just get to a point where they no longer can meet their financial obligations. Once the bankruptcy starts, then it does cease the creditors from those constant calls.
Gotcha.
Too with it. Of course, the person is working with an attorney and a trustee, and depending on which bankruptcy they file, some may do a complete wipeout of all their debts, or others may do an actual payment plan. But whatever bankruptcy they file, the good news is there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
That they definitely can restore credit. And again, as I talked earlier about the 700-800 credit score club, I've seen clients go through the process, and now they're buying homes. They're coming out of rental situations. They're able to purchase vehicles. And I'm not talking about at high interest rates.
Gotcha.
I'm talking about at very good interest rates. Why? Because they've gone through the bankruptcy. They've actually restored or rebuilt their credit. And you say, how do they do that? Initially, they will start with small limits, maybe on credit cards or small installment loans.
Okay.
As they build their credit, their score starts to increase. And then they put themselves in a position where they can get qualified for those lending products, such as the car loans and the homes and things of that nature. I think a lot of people have this understanding of bankruptcy that, you know, once I file, I'll never be able to borrow money, or I won't be able to get a loan at a good interest rate. And actually, you know, it's actually the reverse. If you get to the point where you need to and you don't, then you're putting yourself in a situation where you have to go to a company with higher interest rates.
Exactly.
Which cost them more money in the long run.
Awesome, awesome. And you know, I want to reiterate what Michelle has said, and that is, once you have a bankruptcy, people, you will need to rebuild your credit again. The whole purpose of the reset, it means to start over. Because one of the misconceptions that I have with some clients, they want to do a bankruptcy and they'll say, and I never want credit again. And I go, nope, that is not how it works. You must still establish credit again, because that is how creditors, they don't have anything else to go on. They're going to look at your credit report. So if you do a bankruptcy and you never, like you just said, take out a small installment loan, get a small credit card again and start rebuilding, it's the same as not having credit or having bad credit. And I like what you said. It is imperative to rebuild the credit again once you have filed bankruptcy.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, a lot of clients who come to me, you know, they said, well, I can't pay my bills. You know, I'm even trying to increase my income, working a second job, and I'm just not getting anywhere, you know, with my debt. But they're, like you said, they're afraid. They're afraid to actually even consider the possibility of filing, you know.
And I agree
with you that it shouldn't be this B word. It should be a situation where they feel as if this is a tool that has been provided for me that I can actually utilize.
I love that word, tool. I love it. And I love what you said. Tool means it is another resource for any of us that need to revamp our credit, start over, have a reset. It is a resource. It is not something negative. It is not a scarlet letter. It is a way to start fresh again and be able to go out. And remember, I always say credit is a game. You've got to still get back into the game again, but you should learn whatever mistakes were made. And sometimes, I'll be honest with you, Michelle, a lot of times clients are not making mistakes. Life happens, okay? Take COVID, for instance. People lost their jobs. That's not something, if someone was lazy and didn't want to work and they lost their job. It's sometimes life just happens and throws us into this whirlwind. So take out the shame. Be okay with the B word, which is bankruptcy. And if it's something you have to do, I want clients to feel comfortable doing it.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Awesome. Your insights today will help a lot of my clients, a lot of listeners. And I wanted to talk to you today because we always, family, we always talk to them, talk to each other about this. And I would always tell her, I hate to talk bankruptcy with clients sometimes because it is a daunting conversation. Like some of the advice that you gave, and I will certainly use that if I have to suggest a bankruptcy to a client, I will use some of the things you said about, I love the word reset, starting over and so forth. I think that's important. I will start using those words, and maybe that makes it more inviting to a client, less threatening.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another point that I like to make, Tammy, is that, you know, and if someone is considering it, ask yourself a couple of questions. You know, like, looking at my financial situation, am I able to, like, pay my bills off, you know, in a 5-year time frame? You know, is the debt, you know, more than 40% of my income, or am I working towards this, but I really don't see any progress? And then the other thing is this preventing me from any of my financial goals, such as savings for retirement, or whatever that particular individual, you know, desires are? You know, and if you fall in those categories, then it really would benefit you to talk to someone who could help you, you know, determine whether or not it's right for you. But at no time should you ever feel embarrassed. Please realize that this is an opportunity to do a reset.
Awesome. Awesome. Well said, Michelle. Thank you so much for your
insight
today. I hope that we have helped a lot of listeners out there understand if they have gone to a counselor and that was something that was suggested. I hope we are taking away the fear, taking away all the negative thoughts about it, and helping them, like you said, do the reset. Let's get started again. Let's get back in the game. A bankruptcy does not knock you down. It doesn't keep you down. It is just, like you said, a resolution. So I do want to thank you today for talking. And I don't know, listeners, I think I might have to have her be a part of the next Credit Gong Show. She's pretty knowledgeable.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, yes. So again, thank you so much for your professional advice and your insight. And again, my listeners want to thank you. I thank you. And again, I will definitely use some of these ideas and thoughts and examples with my clients to help them be more receptive to the B word. Thank you again, Michelle. Thank you for all the listeners out there. You all have a wonderful day. Until next time.